But this auto throttle is atrocious between that and the VNAV, I guess. But we're going to target 20 knots below the target every turn, below the max. From the takeoff, pretty much the same as yesterday. A little bit of nose scrubbing on the 90 degree. Stand by. Jim, we'll catch you in a bit.
Flying average, flying 002. 002, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We have 11 on board, and in about 10 minutes, we'll be towing out for taxi test. Taxi south, taxi north, and back in the gate. 11 on board.
Roger, 11 on board, out the south gate. Just give us a call before taxi. Good.
Roger.
Fully brought up in the power. Eventually, through the takeoff roll, I relaxed the pressure just to make sure that the airplane wasn't light. On the nose, it wasn't, and I rotated normally with normal forces. It was quite predictable and didn't feel particularly unusual. I want to take the crash axe to the auto throttle, but apart from that, we're good. ATM, we're just transiting over to the Flutter 1 now. Go ahead. ATM 001, go ahead. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was just going to let it run at this point, I figured. ATM setting up on speed. ATM 001, look at trim. Condition 551. That rolling right. Stable 30 degrees. Stable 30 degrees. Yes, I can. 1/3 input. Being released. Covering the 30 degrees. Condition complete. All right, perfect, thanks. Putting in, setting up the next position. 30 degree left bank. Stable. Thirds ready. Mark. Release. The abrupt little wiggle waggle. Definitely feel the airplane, the tail swing. His wings level, ready to move on. After that, another left turn to start it. Stable, 30 degrees. Put step, now. We caught it a little bit there. It wanted to go more than about 45 degrees. You let me know if you like that or not. Wings level, stable. Head. Yeah, I'm just trying to moderate the amount of overshoot that we got with the full wheel input. Roger that. The 1/3 was pretty manageable. Really didn't notice much as far as anything unusual on the handling characteristics were all good. The second one, the 2/3 was a lot more action. Definitely felt the tail wag on the initial input, and then, like I said, there's about a heartbeat before it seems to travel back up. And I felt that both for the initial input of 2/3 and then after the, during the release. As far as the full, apart from just getting an awful lot of rate going and an awful lot of overshoot, that one didn't seem as notable for the wiggle as the 2/3 case did. Thanks, that helps. So I'll just tell you what I'm doing, and unless I hear from you otherwise, I'm going to continue through the different steps. We were talking about that just depended on how fast you came back to us, but it sounds like it might take a few more moments. Cam, 001. For that, here we go. 1 knot per second entry rate to 1 second after stick shaker. Here we go. Stick shaker. Cam. Relaxed. Didn't relax fully. I relaxed most of the way. Then came back in with a little bit of back pressure just to keep the nose. To get the nose tracking back up once the airplane basically had recovered from the approach itself.
Give your real-time comments. The initial movement is logical, it's predictable. As we get out toward the end, it's still logical and predictable. It's just maybe a little bit more slippery, probably brought on by that slight bit of lateral oscillation that I can feel coming from the hips above it. The buffet that we feel, I think I described it during one of the maneuvers, it's just different from the previous conditions. It's not a steady beating. It's just kind of a general bounciness in it. Where the previous ones feel like they're coming off the tail, this one just kind of feels like it's all over the place. Aside from the ones that are clearly coming from the nose here. Cruiser 1, sometime in the last 2 minutes or so, HF data link turned itself off.